USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots, called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings. Moments later, a vehicle exploded, shattering windows and damaging property in the downtown area. Authorities say it appears to be an intentional act.
As officers responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The FBI and ATF are investigating. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building is blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Authorities said they are not aware of any other imminent danger to the city. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Hospitals in California and Texas are being strained due to another surge in coronavirus cases. A record 19,000 COVID patients are hospitalized in California, with nearly 4,000 in ICU beds. The state is averaging 40,000 new cases a day. There were 312 more deaths announced on Friday. In Texas, hospitalizations are approaching the summer peak. Nearly 11,000 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state. The Texas Department of State Health Services says intensive care units in several parts of the state are full or near capacity. More than 200 new deaths and 3,000 new cases were reported on Christmas. The CDC says as of Monday, passengers flying into the U.S. from Britain will be required to get a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their trip before being allowed to fly. These latest restrictions come as a new strain of the coronavirus spreads, and the CDC is ordering airlines to deny any passenger who is not tested. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In the NBA, the Clippers go to 2-0 with a 128-108 victory over Denver in the nightcap of the NBA's Christmas schedule. L.A. took down Dallas 138-115. The Nets clipped the Celtics 123-95. It was the Heat over the Pelicans 111-98. And the Warriors fall big to the Bucks in Milwaukee 138-99. The league says its players will not be jumping the line when it comes to the coronavirus vaccine.
In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. One of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols as we go, depending on how things are working. But to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, that it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki. And it's season over for the Duke University women's basketball team. The players made the decision to call off the season after two positive coronavirus tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.